things important to us like whatever. We'll defuse bombs, walk marathons, and take on whatever together.
Hello, this is Owen,
Eli,
and Gus,
and you are listening to The Mini Fridge on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Woo!
Yay!
It's good to be back in the same space as you. Actually, we were together last week.
True.
Yeah.
But they don't know that we've been gone.
True. And by we.
The listeners. And by we, I mean me. Yeah. And
Daria has been replaced by Gus.
Hello, my name is Daria.
Hello.
Just kidding.
It's Gus.
It's me. It's Gus. It's Gus. Yay.
You were on the radio recently.
Yeah, I was on 1 p.m. on Saturday or something like that.
Did you have fun?
It was super fun. We played horrendous music.
I still haven't listened.
You don't want to.
I started it, but I did not. I did not finish
because it was unlistenable. My favorite thing was Lena texting, "Can you fast forward? Because I want to skip over all the songs that Gus played."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Nice.
Nice.
Happy birthday to
Don Clark. Our Daria's father.
Daria sent us to wish you happy birthday.
Yes, we. Our theme today is Don's birthday.
Yeah.
Sadly, Daria could not be here, but we are celebrating nonetheless.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We are sad that Daria's not here, but it's just funny that we're still doing the theme. But it's because we care about making you happy, Don.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So all these songs.
I hope he's listening. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything else to add?
What was that first song?
I forget the name of it.
It is called AM180 by Granddaddy.
And it is from the movie 28 Days Later. That's where I first heard about it.
Yes, me too.
It's so good.
Why did you choose it for Don's birthday?
I don't know. It was kind of the sort of indie rock sort of vibe that I heard he likes.
Yeah.
You know, me and Don, we never actually talked about music, but
yeah.
I've heard so much.
Yeah, Daria said that was the preferred genre and then put three songs that were not from that genre. So I feel like we were left open to interpret it as we pleased.
Yes, the next song is one of Daria's picks, I Feel the Earth Move by Carole King. Mm. So let's get into Carole.
Month of May, oh, tumbling down, a tumbling down, tumbling
tomorrow.
All right. So, Eli, what did we hear?
The second to last song we heard. Wait, you said the...
Yeah, we said the first one.
The song after that was Roxanne by The Police. I chose that song because I have core memories of listening to it in my dad's car with my brother, and my mom was also there, but I remember it being in my dad's car.
First time I heard that song was the Milky Chance cover. You guys know that?
I don't know that. Can't say I do.
Milky Chance. What is that? I was all over that when I was like a young child.
What?
You guys don't know the band Milky Chance?
Are you kidding me? I can't say that I do.
Are you guys kidding me right now? We might have to play one of their songs.
We can play
one. It sounds like a euphemism.
Oh.
But anyway, I associated that song with my dad, so I figured that Daria's dad might also like that song. And I certainly hope you did.
Nice.
Yeah.
Then we heard Going Underground by The Jam. Because I went on my dad's Spotify to get inspired for what music fathers listen to. And that, and he had a playlist called Party. And so I figure for a birthday, perhaps, birthday party.
Yeah.
So. Need to know your dad's party mix.
we can get some good. There's another, I think one of the other ones I have on here is from the party mix as well. So,
Gus, are there any songs to look forward to on the playlist that are things your dad likes?
If I played what my dad likes, it would switch up the vibe. You guys trying to listen to Frank Sinatra?
Kinda.
No, he kind of likes
the... Can we listen to a Milky Chance cover?
I don't know if that's for dads. No, actually it is. Yeah. Sorry. Lena says play Stolen Dance.
Is that by Milky Chance?
Okay. Well, there could be a Milky Chance that we play that on the radio.
And on that note...
And Milky means zero.
Let's get to the next song.
I said, settle down, settle down, everything is fine. Take your eyes off the floor. She said, no, I'm not, no, I'm not, no, I'm not alright. I lost my head on the door.
summer. She fell in love with the drummer. She fell in love with the drummer. She fell in love. Shiny, shiny pants and bleached blonde hair. A double kick drum by the river in the summer. She fell in love with the drummer. Another than another. She fell in love. I miss the innocence I've known. Playing kiss covers, beautiful and stone. Unlock my body and move myself to dance. In the warm liquid flowing, glowing glass. Classical music blasting, masses ringing in my ears. Oh, I sincerely miss those heavy metal bands. Used to go see on the landing in the summer. She fell in love with the drummer. She fell in love with another. She fell in love. I've known. Playing kiss covers, beautiful and stone. I miss the innocence I've known. Playing kiss covers, beautiful and stone.
Do you want to do that now, or do you want to do?
We can talk about the songs first.
Yeah. Okay. First, we heard "She's Out of Her Mind," Blink 182. That was Daria's pick.
I like that one.
It was very good. Hopefully, maybe one of Don's favorites, because it's on his birthday playlist.
Better be.
Better be. Hopefully.
I don't really listen to Blink 182.
Me neither.
I was like in a deep phase for a while. That was like a big camp band.
Yeah.
So I know a lot of the songs.
Cool. Yeah. I see what's happening with Gus's mic.
What's happening?
Can you put the...
it's not on.
Yeah. Hello.
Sorry,
I'm back.
There we go.
I was bragging about how much I know about Blink 182.
Can you keep doing that?
No.
What? You didn't actually say anything.
Big camp song.
One time I went to an Angels and Airwaves concert.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was like I want to call him Tom York, but who's the front guy of Blink 182?
I just said
it was like a shoot off band or.
All I know about is Travis Barker.
Yeah. Toxic Trait.
Drums.
I used to listen to Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah. Wasn't he your top artist?
Okay. We don't need to say that. That was a long time ago. I'm a different man.
Fire.
Your toxic trait is that you used to.
Yeah. Otherwise, right now I'm perfect.
Your toxic history. Okay, after that we heard Private Eyes by Hall & Oates. It just feels like fatherly to me. Yeah. My dad likes Hall & Oates.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
We've talked about it.
Yeah.
I like the song too. I'm a Hall & Oates fan.
Yeah.
Rich Girl.
Yeah.
Mm.
Good one.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And then Eli, what did we hear after that?
Heavy Metal Drummer by Wilco.
Dad.
Yeah. And me, though.
And you.
But also, I feel like I've talked to Daria over... Sorry, pause for the siren.
I feel like I'm so scared of breathing.
You're I'm like holding my breath. You're scared of breathing. I'm making
now the mic is on.
I've talked to Daria about she and her father enjoying Wilco.
Happy birthday, Don.
Happy birthday. Again. If we haven't said that yet. And I really like that song. And I really like Wilco. And so
and
my dad.
Happy birthday, Daria. On Saturday.
Happy True. Birthday.
That's fun that they're so close. So close in days.
They're almost twins.
I know.
You don't think.
Not as close as me and my mom, but that's okay.
Whoa, how close?
Monday.
Whoa.
Whoa.
I thought I was, you know, had something special with 6 days.
Nah.
No.
I'm
no.
super far from my parents. 4 months and 6 months.
That's really interesting.
I'm 2.5 months from my dad.
No worries, guys.
Poor Eli. Eli, do you have a PSA or...
Well...
Or no. I can also play my favorite Ozzy Osbourne PSA.
Okay.
No, well, you go.
There's this last... This is the last opportunity that we're going to have to read the space heater safety tips.
Oh,
this year,
big.
Because it gets taken out of rotation
okay,
on
yeah.
March 31st.
Go. We know all about this.
Space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in, while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths.
Whoa.
So it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation, and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed.
Eli?
Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms, or if small children are expected nearby.
No worries.
Expected nearby. A message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Educational Radio.
Nice.
It just says educational. I put freeform because it's like muscle memory.
Right.
Whoa.
Word.
Pause for the sign.
Thank you, Eli.
Just kidding.
Sign again. All right.
Hopefully Daryl's wife's little heater.
Oh,
is.
I have to text him.
Okay. Yeah.
I forgot to.
Yeah.
My bad. I'll do
so
it today.
Went, the furnace went out again.
Yeah, well, I was sitting in my bed this morning, and I was like, I'm super cold. It's definitely out. And then I went on my way to work. Out, obviously.
Yeah.
So... Yeah. We've been having furnace problems.
If anyone wants to give us a new heating system.
And then I was like, maybe we ran out of oil. Maybe it's my fault this time. And then I was like, why would that be the case?
Yeah.
But I did go and check, and we still have over a quarter of a tank of oil. So
okay, no
it's because the camera is not working.
The photo lens.
The 1800s photo lens.
I can't wait to purchase more oil soon. And that's all we'll say in terms of global politics.
All right. On that note, let's hear some songs.
Yeah, I wonder what's gonna happen.
Inside. my drinking became a proper stinging. The devil came and took me from bar to street to bookie. No more nights by the telly, no more nights nappy spilling. Alone here in the kitchen, I feel there's something missing. I beg for some forgiveness, but begging's not my business. And she won't write a letter, though I always tell her. And so it's my assumption, I'm really up the junction.
Hurrah.
Hello.
Haram.
Oh. Oh. Uh-huh. So, who... Okay, Gus, what did we hear first?
What did we hear first?
Up the...
Junction. The Junction. Wow, that feels like years ago. By Squeeze.
Squeeze.
Yeah.
It was a long time ago.
Wow.
And we were
when they came out with that, it was like 79.
That's like, what made you pick that song?
Where was I? Not the most interesting story, but NTS, Geese.
NTSS.
That was really good. Should we do that for the rest of the episode? NTS.
Yeah. Boom.
I like how I called it an episode, like we're on a podcast.
Yeah, it is.
But Owen, you have a more interesting story about that
song. True. I saw Squeeze live in concert with my parents, fitting for the episode. And I looked up the set list today because I couldn't remember if they played the song, and they did.
Hey.
So I have seen this song live in concert almost a decade ago. 9 years ago.
Wow. That feels like years ago.
That's true. Feels like just yesterday, though.
Wow.
True. So true. And then, Eli, what did we hear after that?
After that, we heard Have a Cigar by Pink Floyd.
Woo.
Because
Have
I feel
a cigar.
Like they're a good quintessential dad rock band in this day and age. But I just got honked at. And yes, I liked that song. I don't really know my dad's thoughts on Pink Floyd, but I think he is indifferent towards them. I think he likes them. And I feel like it's like a thing that, like, if you're a dad, you're probably gonna at least somewhat enjoy Pink Floyd.
Right, that's true.
Yeah. And that one is the album cover where it's a man shaking hands with another man and one of them's on fire, I think. That's and awesome. I think my dad got me a poster of that.
Ah,
so whoa, there's Dad. The link.
The link,
Dad.
The linky.
All right.
The binky?
After that.
Then we heard My Sweet Lord by George Harrison, another one of Daria's picks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big fan of that song.
Me too.
I enjoy that a lot.
I did not know that was the name and artist of that song. I can't lie.
Whoa.
Oh, interesting.
I knew that song so well.
Wow. You didn't know it was George Harrison?
I've never put it on. You know what I mean? It's always just black.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
It's always
it's in the ether.
It's always somewhere in the ether. Yeah. Well, we should do our segment.
True.
Before we forget. We forgot last time.
True.
So, yes. Gus, do you want to begin? What's in your fridge?
Oh, my gosh. What is in my fridge? Let's see. I've been going through a lot of dairy-free butter lately. Earth Balance
bus.
Yeah, just on various things.
Like what kind of things?
Or just straight.
You just eat the Earth Balance spoon.
No, I talked about it last time I was on the radio, so I can't get enough of it. But
and that's still the only thing you can think of that's in your
Yep. That was actually the last time we talked about that segment. Yeah.
Are you talking about our Earth Balance?
No, I have some of my own. That's you guys have the soy free.
Yeah, I don't know why.
And
you
I
want
have
that
the
soy?
Just the,
soy
I guess,
boy.
The unhealthy option.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
No, you go ahead. What were you going
to
say?
I was going to ask us if there was anything else you wanted to share about his fridge, but no pressure.
I'm sure there's some lettuce in there. No.
Nice. Eli, what you got in the fridge?
Well, I was going to share an anecdote about the fact that we thought we were out of mirin, but we weren't. And then we had enough to make 3-cup chicken from the New York Times, but we actually made like closer to 6-cup chicken because it was twice the recipe. Because
you got a lot of chicken.
Because we cut up 8 boneless, skinless chicken thighs and cooked those down. Yeah. So I have the leftovers of that in the fridge.
Nice.
And then a bunch of almost expired forms of dairy that I was going to make my surprise dessert with.
It's not too late. It's
not
too late.
Daria went out of town and then Owen went out of town.
It's not too late. You can make it tonight or tomorrow.
I think one of the milks is already expired.
Shoot.
One of them I also used. Shoot. So like I know that we don't have the right.
Okay. So you'll have to buy it.
I'm also not going home tonight. So
you'll have to rebuy it.
Yes.
And make it another time.
And then.
But not next week because I'll be away again.
Okay. It's so much. It's so many forms of dairy that it's like,
is it leavened?
No.
You can make it for the Seder.
Yes.
That'd be good.
Okay. It'll be the most random thing anyone has ever brought to a Seder, I promise.
Awesome. That's fine.
Whoa.
Yeah. What's in the fridge that you have? Because you just came back from being gone for a week.
Nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, this was what I talked about last week also, is that I don't have anything in the fridge because I was just away since last Thursday.
Yeah.
And then I'm going away on Sunday, so I'm probably not really going to buy much groceries. I think I'm going to buy some gnocchi and make some gnocchi, and that'll be like my meal for every meal that I eat at home until Sunday.
Living with you and Daria, I've been exposed to more gnocchi-based meals than I've ever seen in my life. I love
gnocchi. It's so good.
Yeah.
I was just at my grandma's house.
Mm-hmm. What was in her fridge?
I was going to say, in her fridge,
sorry,
there was some good milk in a carton, like in a box, like a box milk.
Mm.
Like, you know, when you get almond milk and it's in a box,
oh, I have almond milk but it's in a box
that,
every day.
It's yeah. that, but dairy milk.
Oh, okay. Mm.
I don't know why.
Is there any benefit? Yeah.
I think it's probably like, I mean, I'm sure it's like more efficient to ship. Mm.
She got her groceries shipped?
No. From Publix. Shout out Publix.
Yes. Real ones now.
She had some fire, blueberries. Very yummy.
Nice.
Did you have some of that cereal?
I did Special K fruit and yogurt, but that's not in the fridge. K.
Is it yogurt flavored?
There's like little chunk, like little.
I heard of
like
these.
Balls of like dehydrated yogurt or something. I don't know. Nice. It was kind of amazing, astonishing. I opened the drawer in her fridge.
Yeah.
And it was so smooth, like compared to our fridge, because oh our God. Fridge is so busted.
I don't even want to think about how pissed that, off I get.
Like, because also, but even if our fridge was in its peak state of not being broken. It's just like the baskets are just like the plastic is just laying on the other plastic and that's how it would go.
Yeah.
But my grandma's fridge, it's like their actual, there's like hardware, like in a dresser drawer.
Wow. You think we'll install
so
that?
Smooth.
Wow.
And I was like, this is a luxury,
yeah.
a luxury fridge.
Yeah.
I was like, it was like, this is what it's like to be in a real home. I had forgotten what it's like to be in a home that's not.
Yeah.
Where, like, a bedroom isn't a dining room.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been trying to think of solutions to fix our broken bins for probably the entirety of our living in that apartment.
No worries.
And I haven't come up with a single thought.
No, me neither.
It's, like, an unsolvable problem. We almost need an entirely new fridge.
I'm sure you could buy a new drawer. Like, I'm sure they sell those on eBay or something.
Yeah. I don't know.
Who knows?
Okay, I think we just talked for 8 minutes about our fridge.
Nice.
I was thinking we should do a whole episode.
Of just fridge talk?
Going item by item. Yeah.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Do we have any more songs to play, or should we just keep talking?
I mean, we have more songs, but we could also just chat.
What's up next?
What's the vibe?
I don't know.
Up next is Love Train by the OJs.
Ooh.
Another one that I got off my dad's party playlist.
I think that's party.
Should we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Yeah, and then we'll be back.
Okay.
Briefly.
Okay.
Soon.
Okay.
NT.
Oh, no. I was wrong. That's not the next song.
Oh.
The next song is It Never Rains in Southern California by Albert Hammond. Whose song was that?
It's my song.
Gus.
This is actually the most, dadly song I have on this playlist.
Mm.
Should I talk about it now or you
sure.
can play it?
You talk about it.
Okay.
You can talk about it over it.
Oh, true. We could have it a little quiet.
Okay. Sounds good.
Ooh. Oh,
vibey.
I learned about this song from Lena, who heard about it from her Spanish host dad.
Whoa.
So he was teaching us about American music.
She'd never heard this before?
She had never heard of it before, and neither had I.
Yeah.
Is it?
I've just heard this song
heard
a lot of times.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Got it. Yeah. But that's super cool.
That is
sometimes it takes going across the world to
right.
learn about your own backyard.
And you know what? That's your backyard, and it's not
it's
my
kind
backyard.
Kind of Lena's backyard.
Kind of.
Is she technically in Southern California if you like break it up?
Nope.
She's not in
she
Northern.
She would say Central.
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 Can but you it's do like
that?
SoCal,
like NorCal,
half of California Cent-Cal? Is above San Francisco. You know?
Right, but they would say San Francisco is like
But I'm saying if you actually broke it up between North and South, is she in Southern California? I think, yeah.
Oh, like the exact middle dividing line? Meridian. I think spiritually, the dividing line is Big Sur.
True.
Yeah.
Okay, so she's like just in Northern.
Yeah. That's what I would say.
Okay.
Because she flies into like NorCal. She flies into SF.
Yeah. Don't dox her. But,
okay. Yeah.
Yes. So this has been the Mini Fridge. I'm Owen.
I'm Eli. And that's Gus. But he's on his phone.
And I'm Gus.
You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We will send you out with It Never Rains in Southern California, and then Love Train by the OJs.
Happy birthday, Dawn.
Happy birthday,
Dawn. Hope you enjoyed your party.
We won't see you next week because there are concerts happening and Passover happening. So we will be back in 2 weeks.
Woo. See you then.
See you then.
Thank you for having me.
Tell them how you found me. Give me a break.